This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment, Democrats push for making Washington, D.C. a state. That story right after this short message.
Times are changing, but at Liberty University, our purpose remains the same: to equip people to go out into the world and make a difference through their calling. Though we are blessed with an amazing campus, our most valuable resource has always been our students and those who inspire them. They are our motivation to continue providing a world-class education founded on biblical principles. Because no matter what, Liberty's mission will always remain the same: training champions for Christ. Learn more by texting EQUIP to 49596.
Since the territory of Hawaii was admitted to the United States in August of 1959, the U.S. has had 50 states. The Star-Spangled Banner flag, with its 13 red and white stripes representing the 13 original colonies, and the 50 stars on the field of blue, one for each state. But now, a resolution to reclassify Washington, D.C. as a state has passed the House of Representatives in a strict party-line vote of 216 to 208. Each state has at least one representative in the House, based on population. But regardless of population or size, each state has only two senators. Republicans oppose this legislation because it would guarantee a liberal Democrat majority in the Senate, which is currently split at 50 Democrats and 50 Republicans, with the tie-breaking vote going to the Vice President, currently Democrat Kamala Harris. The new majority would enable unbridled power to the Democrats. Democrats support making Washington District of Columbia a state and changing the name to Washington Douglas Commonwealth in honor of the famous abolitionist Frederick Douglass, who resided in D.C. from 1877 until his death in 1895. D.C. Mayor Democrat Muriel Bowser connected the statehood issue to racial injustice, saying that this vote comes at a critical time when Americans nationwide are eager to deliver on the promise of liberty and justice for all. For centuries, an incremental approach to equality in America has delayed this promise for too many. Now is the time for bold action. While Kentucky Republican Representative James Comer labels the proposal flatly unconstitutional and that it won't withstand judicial scrutiny, but it will cause massive confusion for years as it is reviewed by the courts, Democrats are pushing D.C. statehood to pack the U.S. Senate for two progressive senators so they can end the filibuster, pack the Supreme Court, enact the Green New Deal, and create the socialist utopia the Squad dreams about. During the House debate on Thursday, April 22nd, the Republicans denounced it as an unconstitutional power grab by Democrats. Georgia Republican Representative Jody Heiss said that the Founding Fathers never wanted D.C. to be a state, and then specifically framed the Constitution to say so. Virginia Democrat Representative Gerald Connolly argued that when the Constitution was written, this place didn't exist, and that when people say this is not about race and partisanship, you can be sure it is about race and partisanship. While Democrats are celebrating the bill passing the House, it still would need to pass the Senate, where not all the Democrat senators have voiced their approval of the motion, as of yet. Republicans would use the filibuster to stop the bill, and for the filibuster to be eliminated, it would take a 60-senator vote. West Virginia Democrat Senator and perennial swing vote Joe Manchin has already stated that he will not vote in favor of eliminating or weakening the filibuster. He has not openly supported the D.C. statehood initiative. GOP House Oversight Committee representatives claimed in March that D.C., that doesn't have a representative in Congress, was unfit for statehood, and they suggested a few alternatives, including absolving D.C. residents from federal taxes and making the non-federal areas of the city part of Maryland once again. Zach Smith of the conservative think tank, the Heritage Institute, said that this measure would unleash a wave of lawsuits. He told the Associated Press that you're basically looking at a lot of litigation. Every legislative act of this new state would be called into question. Things would be in a state of flux for years. Pray that righteousness would prevail and that the Constitution, as the founders intended, will be honored and protected. I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from each other's journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast right here on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Podcast, one story well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.